Everybody, Andy here again, another car park boo, but on a, what day, Thursday today. I haven't done one of these for a while, waiting for my son to finish work at his supermarket job. Thinking today, I watched a programme this morning, and I've been watching, it's a whole series of programmes, and I think it's a sort of history of ancient Britain, I believe that's what it's called. Tracing those sort of prehistoric times, and when the first sort of suggestions of man's inhabitation in the UK and what they left behind, what they did, where they lived, you know, caves, etc., and the artifacts that we've found and we can trace them back, etc., etc. Very interesting series. And the last one, or the one that I watched today, was all about the sort of Neolithic time, which is what they call the sort of New Stone Age. And that's at the time when those big monuments that we see, like Stonehenge, etc., were built in the UK. Something that's very, very... Everybody knows about them, don't they? We've all seen the pictures. We may well even have visited them, Stonehenge being such a great tourist attraction. And it took me back several reasons to sort of my youth and sort of slightly later youth, I suppose. I remember going to Stonehenge years and years ago, and this is at that time when you could wander around the stones and touch the stones, before we had all the trouble there with the big things about the sort of midsummer solstice and the druids and all that. I'm sure they went there then, but it wasn't such a big thing then. And as I said, you could wander around the stones. I went down there, that area, because it's something that had always interested me, that sort of Stone Age man, etc., and the monuments especially. And there are so many in that particular area. And Stonehenge is one of those places I'd gone past in a car, but I'd never actually sort of seen close up. So we went down there, and I seem to remember that we actually camped. We actually took a tent down there and sort of camped across the road for one night, and it was absolutely freezing, something that I'm sure you would not be able to do now, never in a million years nowadays, because of the restrictions and everything, and there's a big visitor centre. And we were just there in the middle of nowhere, effectively, overnight, left your own devices, and no one bothered us, and then we just went and wandered around the stones. I'm sure we may well have had to pay, and I can't even remember if we had to do that, but gives you some idea of what that was like in those days. So it's that little history lesson in that respect, I suppose, going backwards. But also, it sort of made me think about that interest that I had, because I was really interested in that whole era, I suppose, the era of ancient man, as I said, the monuments especially, but also some of those sort of mysteries and some of those weird and wonderful things that people talk about. And I read several books about some of these, as I said, some of these sort of ancient mysteries and projections, and maybe some of the weird stuff, maybe some of the sort of hippie stuff, for want of a better expression, about ley lines and things like that. Anybody knows about that? And there's a great book by a guy called John Michel, it was called The View from Atlantis. What I would think of it now, I haven't a clue. But at the time, it was quite a good book, talking about all these mysteries and all these projections and all these ideas, most of which were pretty fanciful, I think. I even remember reading the Eric von Daniken books, The Chariots of the Gods and all that, which I think even at the time I realised were a bit of a flight of fancy, to put it that way. But interesting in their own way, I suppose. But I did read several others about that sort of time. And as I said, one of the ones, and that whole idea of the ley lines, and for anyone who doesn't know what I'm talking about, there was a guy, I think he came from Wales or the sort of the Welsh borders, a guy called Alfred Watkins, and he wrote this book in the 1920s, I think, and I can't remember what the name of it, The Long Straight Track, I believe it was called. There we go. I remembered it. A bit hard to get into now, but the general idea being that there are these sort of lines through the earth, sort of power, like underground power lines, I suppose, is one sort of analogy you can use. And they connect various ancient spots, shall we say, whether they be ancient stone circles, that type of thing, ancient burial grounds. And the idea was that, yes, you could see them in the landscape, and that's what this man Alfred Watkins had done. He'd seen these things in his own landscape, and the way the places that churches were built, because lots of churches are built on ancient sites, shall we say, to maybe bring them into Christianity over what was there before, the sort of pagan beliefs, I suppose, that were thought about. And his idea was that if you've got the old-fashioned ordnance survey maps, especially the one-inch-to-the-mile maps, and you look at them, and I remember doing this afterwards after reading that book and others as well, and you can actually try this out if you want to. Even if you've got a more modern ordnance survey map, they are so accurate that you can plot straight lines, and I'm talking ruler straight lines, between those ancient burial mounds, tumuli, tumulus of barrows or other stone circles, and even between churches and things like that. And also he went into detail about talking about ancient words for ancient sites like lay. Obviously he was talking about ley lines, and I can't remember exactly why that word was used. There must be a particular reason, but I think it was tied up with like green spaces and spaces that people used to use, and they were sacred places or thought of as sacred places, and that's the whole idea. And all these were built in certain ways, and if you look now at the way that stone circles etc. are aligned, as I said, for the midsummer solstice or the going down of the sun or whatever at midwinter, they are like mini sort of solar calendars or whatever, shall we say, and they map the stars in some ways or other as well. And we sort of realise that some of these ancient men were a lot more clever than what we actually gave them credit for, and the fact that they moved all these stones etc. must have meant that those places held something, held some sort of power for them, some sort of mystic power which we can't think about now. And that's where we got that idea, there's some sort of power force, shall we say, within the earth, and they were going along these ley lines, as I said. Yes, I think my thoughts about that have probably changed a little bit now, but at the time it was quite interesting, and it's still quite fascinating to think about that. And especially, as I said, when you do get those maps yourself, you have a look at them and you think, well, hang on a minute, I remember plotting some of these and seeing these churches, and you look, it makes you look at the landscape, it makes you look at a map in a completely different way. And if something makes you do that, then so much the better. At least it makes you look at things a little more closely. There you go, a little history lesson, another bit of a reminiscence from me. If you've ever done sort of stuff about ley lines or any interest in that, I'm not talking about UFOs, never been interested particularly in that type of thing either. Roswell incidents, no, don't get me started on that sort of thing. But something to do with the earth, something that just bears a little bit more potential belief, I think, in there. Let me know. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.